What is up, good people? It's your man Piggy Hogsworth back at it again with another one. Another Black Tongue Productions. How's everything going? Y'all good, people? Man, I hope you are. I don't know. I'm like, I don't have a whole lot of hope for humanity. I mean, this generation currently really shows that we're in a decline of morals, respect, like any kind of values or anything. All that shit's going by the wayside. And just really sad. It's just freaking cancel culture. This freaking mentality. This entitlement. It's a lot of these people in this generation walking around and thinking that they know every damn thing, or they think that just because they can pull the phone out and Google it and everything, which, don't get me wrong, that is a tool. Definitely, it helps. But it's not everything. When you don't have the mind of your own, and you rely on media to shape your whole view of everything, then it's gonna be a problem. Like, think about it. Like, okay, you ever, and I'm guilty of this myself, you ever like lose your phone for a second, like you misplace it or something? And then, like, you fucking, like, have a damn, like, mild heart attack or panic attack or something because you can't find it. And then when you find it, get this freaking relief, like, oh, I found my phone, you know. Or you see somebody else
who's lost theirs, and you feel for them, you know. But think about what it is. It's just the fucking phone. Fucking cell phone.
But I understand. It has all your information, all that shit on it and everything else, whatever. I get that. And soon, eventually this shit will be implanted into you somewhere, somehow, some way. The phone will
be a part of you. So, but that'll tie in, I guess, kind of. I mean, that, like, with the mentality and the whole letting the media shape your views of everything. I mean, you'll go for pretty much anything. If the media tells you or can scare you into something, then it's just like, well, I guess it must be true, so, you know, we should do that. And like, what's your, like, how you know how you lose your phone, somebody loses their phone, and it's like they can't function. I always try to remember, like, what did I do before I had a cell? I was, you know, I'm that old. I was born before I seen where we had a pager, or I had a cell phone. Didn't have Google Maps. We had to
look at a map, which I can do. I can get across country without a map. I'll figure it out. But there's people right now, as we speak, that, because they're so dependent on the phone, that they can't do any damn thing, can't get anywhere, that they don't know already. They probably couldn't have any kind of debate or anything because they don't know shit because all their information comes from their phone, YouTube or Wikipedia or some shit like that. Or, you know, probably can't tell you what their social security number is, but they took a picture of it and they got to look that up to see exactly what it is. I guarantee you this generation right now, I guarantee you people in their 30s probably could not tell you what their social security number is. I will put money that probably 50%, more than 50% cannot tell you what their social security number is. Probably could not tell you one number, one phone number, without looking at their phone. Like, think about it. If you lost your phone, who could you, and you needed to call somebody to help you, which one could you, which could you remember? Like, I know four I can remember. I don't remember all that. I remember that I used to have to remember these phone numbers. If I didn't, I had to write it down. Or I remember the pager. Had to look through that and there wasn't nobody's name next to it. You just had to remember that phone number. Now, you fast forward to now, and I mean, it was just kind of a thing that was a byproduct of the phone, is you not having anything in your brain that you relied on. I mean, if you want to know something, you just go on YouTube and figure out how to do it. I mean, people can't remember or can't do anything on their own. Therefore, when something happens, or like some type of, like the whole pandemic, to me, it really just showed me how strong the media was. I knew the media was very strong, but to see everybody so fucking scared and wrapping I see it today. People are walking around outside in the open air, nobody around them with a fucking mask on, and they look so fucking ridiculous to me. And I don't give a fuck what you say. That shit is the bumped up strain of flu. I never was fucking scared of COVID. Now, if I was fucking old, or if I was fucking had some bunch of health problems or some shit, yes, I would be scared. I would be nervous if I wasn't in the best fucking shape. Didn't really do shit with myself. Yeah, then fuck yes, I would be scared. I'd be fucking nervous. I'd probably throw some mask on and shit like that. It's got people wearing these fucking these masks. It's like, come on, people. Like, really? All it is the flu. They just reintroduced the flu. That's it. Yeah. People are like, oh, I felt sick. I was feeling weak. You know, that's what it fucking does. That's what happens. Feels like you're about to fucking die. Just fucking lay your ass in bed and don't do shit. Get plenty of fucking fluids and you're fine. If you're fucking old or you got some pre-existing health problems or shit, yeah, you're probably gonna fucking die. It works like that. That's what that's how the flu works. People die all the time. Come around the season now until January, February. It's going to be a lot of fucking more old-ass people dying. But let me guess. I'm going to call it right now. The corona's going to be back. And you're going to be, people going to be all in it too. Because fucking, that's what the media told you. I remember the Matrix, when fucking Morpheus told Neo, the Matrix has you. I feel like that right now about most of you fucking people. The Matrix has your ass in a fucking doggy style position, fucking the shit out of you. And you just take it. You ain't even won't question nothing. It's like one of them threesomes you see on porno with it's two guys and a girl, and there's one guy like getting her from the back and then like sucking some guy off in the front. It's like, that's how it is. It's like the media is in the back and the government's in the front and they just switching. That's all. And this new generation is like the person or the woman that's in between. Like, it's sad. And this
whole thing,
I don't know if everybody understood saw the whole Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish. It's just funny how it's just playing out in real time. I mean, Ari Spears, funny guy, real funny guy. And he talks shit about Lizzo. And within a week, he's now in court over some sexual assault charges for a minor and shit. And which, I mean, is crazy. I'll get to that later. Him and Tiffany Haddish. But mostly Ari Spears. And then people, this was the saddest thing, though. The saddest thing I've seen. I seen a clip on YouTube where it was a skit from Mad TV. You remember Mad TV? It was the late 90s.
Early 2000s. It was a skit where Ari Spears
was taking shots
at
the rap industry and how there's gay rappers, but he was acting as a gay rapper and everything, and it was like some of the stuff he was doing was kind of pretty, it was like on the edge, but he's a comic though. This is what I understand, which these young generation does not. I understand he's a comic. I understand that he's taking shots. I knew this was a damn skit.
But I just looked at most of the comments. Oh, I knew he was gay.
Oh, he's a faggot.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, they not saying that, but, you know, I still use that word. So, yeah, cancel me
too. I don't give a fuck. But anyway, he was, oh, he was gay. I knew it. Blah, blah, blah. And he was talking all that about Lizzo and such and such. I'm like, come on, people. First of all, this is a skit. And y'all don't even know it. Hell, y'all don't even know me referencing Mad TV to a comic. And this is the thing that's very scary to me. I mean, this new generation has this cancel culture that's going on. And anything that touches their nerve or anything, it's got to go. And we got to get a bunch of people rally around. And then what they're doing is they're finding something from way back in the 70s or 80s or the 90s that they did. Something that they did 20 years ago. The guy that they are, the girl they're trying to cancel, they'll go back and get something 20 years ago and they post it. And this is one way I give it to these people. They'll clip it to where, I mean, this is the media's whole thing. Is they'll take real news and they'll chop it and fit it to where it fits their agenda. Now, that's what these people are doing. They're getting caught up to this media. But see, what's sad to me is they don't understand if you don't remember your past, you're doomed to repeat it. I remember what's his name? Adolf Hitler. And something that he was doing, making Jews look horrible and people didn't mind if they died. Propaganda. That's what it is. Propaganda. And this new generation is partaking in propaganda. Now, if they're not partaking, they're sucking it up and just taking it as true. So, it's kind of very scary that you see this type of thing is happening. And they're none the wiser. They don't understand that they're partaking in propaganda. And so we're headed down a slope to where their shit is going to get somebody killed. Or it's going to be not a problem to see somebody get hurt or killed. Because the propaganda machine is putting in work.
It's scary to me. It's very scary. And so it was this whole thing with Ari Spears that obviously somebody I'm just gonna call a spade, of a fat black bitch, got mad when he said what he said about Lizzo, and it hurt her feelings, so she got on a fucking rampage, or either that, or it was Lizzo herself that got her people. And I said, find anything you can find on this guy. And let's post it. Let's spin it in a way that we can smear him. And see, if I get famous, this shit's... Somebody probably gonna find this shit. And fucking come back and... clip it and chop it to where I hate black women. So, but you know what? I wouldn't fucking apologize though either. So, hey, run that cancel culture. But I'm going to take you down with me. Some of you motherfuckers is coming with me when I crash in flames. Shit. So, but it's a scary thing that this thing is happening. And I knew it from the beginning. You guys remember Donald Sterling, owner of the Clippers, right? And the shit that he said about Magic Johnson. And the whole thing, did I like what he said? No, I'm not going to say what he said because this, I'm not trying to talk forever. But you can go look up Donald Sterling, Los Angeles Clippers, the used to be the owner. Anyway, if you don't remember. Anyway, he just said some racist shit. I saw, but I didn't have a problem with that. I have no problems with it. Because, you know why? He said that shit in private and somebody recorded him. And people kept fucking, oh, he should be fired. He should be fired. He shouldn't be able to own the Clippers and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, come on, people. This man said some shit in the privacy of his own home and somebody recorded him without his knowledge. And made it public knowledge. So, to me, it's like, is anything fucking sacred? Nobody has privacy anymore. You can't say what you want to say in the privacy of your own fucking home. I mean, people, that's my whole thing is these people getting mad at shit. But they don't understand where the fuck we're going. If you keep pushing your fucking agenda, where are we going to end up? I mean, come on, people. Like, because of what Ari Spears did, with this whole skit, both of the skits, he did a skit with it. To me, it was bringing awareness to pedophilia on his other skit. Some of the stuff that he did was it was kind of squeamish, but what pedophilia you know is making tapes for the public audience to view. where pedophilia is just out and say, yeah, I do that. I like to touch young kids. What pedophilia you know is out with it. That's what people didn't understand. They didn't think about that shit. They just reacted off of what they saw. Everybody has this fucking iceberg mentality or iceberg ideology. Do you know what I mean by that? Iceberg mentality or iceberg ideology. I call it an iceberg mentality. I think some of you people know what I'm talking about, but those who don't, when you see an iceberg, don't look at it. Okay? And you've ever heard the expression tip of the iceberg? Okay. When you see the tip of the iceberg, all you see is the part that's over the surface of the water. And it's very fucking small. You can't see underneath the water. But underneath the water is like 3 or 4 times the size of what you can see. Which you visually can see. You're just seeing this tip sticking out. But underneath the surface, there's this huge ass mass. And that's what I feel like this generation is new people. I call them new people too, I guess. But this new generation of thinking, this media trained monkeys, are so reactive of what they see, and they're not trying to understand what lies beneath. So I say that iceberg mentality. You only see in the tip. And because you only see it, because that's how they feel. They're so reactive. Because they see the tip, they feel like they have a full view of what's going on. And they're very confidently spewing things like they know. Or they fully grasp the whole view of what's going on. And they don't. And they don't know that they don't. But they're confidently speaking as if they do. And that's what bothers me. That's what pisses me off. That's what it's like. I'm like, my goodness, people. Come on. Think past the surface. Just because you see this doesn't mean it's that. I was like, of course, which no response to it. When I was like, well, shit, we need to fucking lock up, Tom Cruise and Bruce Willis, all the fucking bodies they got on them. Shit, Will Smith is gay too. Michael K. Williams, gay too, with an Omar character in The Wire. He was doing some sus shit, so I guess that make him gay too. Shit, ain't that got a show called like P-Valley or some shit like that? I ain't never watched it. I heard about it. But all them guys gay too? That's on there? People see one little clip, like I said, of what Aries was doing. And I see where he was going. I understand. And he's a line stepper. But a lot of comedians are. And that's what a lot of comedians do. They don't know that they stepped over the line until people say stuff. And then you understand, oh, I stepped over the line. But comedians gonna push the envelope until they hear something back until it gets some pushback. And that's the one thing that it scares me is we are at the last stop. I think Dave Chappelle said it best, the last bastion of comedy where you're free to just share your thoughts freely and express yourself freely. Comedy is like the last stop. That's the last stop of freedom of speech, and so many people are killing it. They're at this last stop trying to tear it down. Now, Elon Musk, this dude, he sometimes gets under my collar. Some shit I don't agree with. Don't agree with this dude. I think he's kind of an idiot genius. But he said some shit that really resonated with me. He said that you're in a good, don't quote me, but in a gist, I'm in a ballpark of what he's saying. He said, if you are, you know that you're in a good form functioning society, if people that you don't like say things that you don't like, and they can get away with it. And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? He's fucking right. People that you don't like saying things that you don't like are able to say all of that stuff. And they're free to say it. I'm like, you know, he's fucking right. That's when you're in a good, healthy society. But we in this freaking cancel culture right now, when anybody says something that remotely doesn't like, even if it's a person that people like, and they do something that you don't like, or say something you don't like, or shit, if the media makes it look like it's wrong or it's bad, oh, then it's time to cancel. And like I said, we are at the last stop of where we just won't have that freedom anymore to express what we want to express and say what we want to say. We are at that last stop, and people are unknowingly ready to fucking give it up. Just like you gave up your fucking privacy when all these damn cameras went up on lights and every corner and all that shit, and nobody fucking bats. No, we feel more secure. From who? So just remember, if somebody is saying some shit you don't like, or, so I mean, other than like, you know, some real shit like killing people or molesting people or child trafficking and some shit like people trafficking and shit like that, yeah, then yeah, speak up. But really think hard and long about when somebody says something that you don't like and you don't approve of, that it's that fucking bad. It's just saying that horrible. And even if it is, maybe you should just shut the fuck up and let it be. Because the next thing you know, you're going to get pissed off and say what you want to say or whatever. And next thing you know, you got a ticket in the mail or police show up at your door. I know I sound crazy, but shit. Stop letting the media tell you what to think and how to feel. Formulate your own opinion. I mean, that's what I feel like is what's going on. Nobody has their own opinion. Especially, I'm not going to say it. But just think for yourself. Don't have the media telling you what to think and how to feel. Formulate that for yourself. Think for yourself. Piggy out.